Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. What do you say we go around the Soresby? There's been a number of developments here on this story, including the commish talking. We'll get his thoughts as well. How sure are you he's going to play in the fall at 877-881-1053? If you want to leave your name and city you're texting from, we'll make you famous here in the nation. More than 2 days after the Texas court gave Brendan Soresby the injunction, where do we sit as far as what could happen next? And we'll go to Brandon Marcello. CBS Sports wrote about what was determined and what was learned from a meeting of Big 12 ADs yesterday. Commissioner Brent Yormark has asked everybody to stay silent as they work through it. He did make a statement today. But in the end of the meeting yesterday, only Texas Tech amongst all the Big 12 schools believes Brendan Soresby should play this season. So it's unanimous against them. It is believed they are all asking the Red Raiders to not play him. But it is also not believed that anybody has seriously even considered putting together a proposal to kick Tech out of the Big 12 at this point. But the writer says this right here as he concludes things. Leaders are preparing for war if Tech plays Soresby this season. The ideas pitched to me over the last 2 days have left my jaw on the floor. Okay, Texas Tech and to a lesser extent the Big 12, I think they have to be mindful of their place in college football. And if you have people around saying this would be war, the College Football Playoff Committee is not governed by the same rules that the NCAA is. They could just say, well, for us, you know, playing a guy that was gambling on his own team is a deal breaker for us. And maybe we're not going to come out and say it as part of the criteria, which, you know, might expose us. But there will be a wink, wink and a nudge, nudge. Like, I just will not be surprised at all if Texas Tech finds it pretty dang difficult to find allies inside the world of college football. Could this impact sponsors? You know, I think anything and everything is on the table when the writer says the ideas pitched to me over the last 2 days have left my jaw on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I think Texas Tech is going to have to do a lot of thinking about what this could mean for them big picture. And maybe they get to a point where they just think, man, this is just all too hot and we gotta bail out of this. They don't come across like that's what they want to do. They come across like, hey, we want to be in support of this guy. Joey McGuire's talking about, I'm not going to turn my back on this kid. And so, and McGuire was talking to a group of people today, and he was saying, as a society, we've been okay with other things that happen and allowing players to play. It's crazy. It's not murder. It's not beating somebody. So he's going to those lengths to be like, hey, there's a difference here in what this kid did and what other people have done year in, year out, and there's no issue with them playing.
Yeah, because none of those sort of impact the competitive integrity.
Right.
It's like, where are your ethics as far as who you want to allow to represent, and where do you stand with second chances? And there can be a wide range of, I think, appropriate responses. you know, to those questions? Do we want to be second chance you, or do we want to be like accountability and discipline you? And I think those things are different than gambling on the games. The story says, forget about the Big Ten and SEC forming a super league. If the Big 12 opts to ignore the foundational rules of the NCAA, what's stopping the other conferences from alienating the Big 12? If Tech refuses to see the world in black and white, there will be escalation in boardrooms and more radical thinking from people who are usually the last ones to reach for a grenade. And what that tells me is even the most calm and stoic minds, like, hey, guys, let's slow down. Let's not do anything rash. Even they are thinking, man, we might have to do something extreme. If the NCAA can't govern this, how do we police it ourselves? At 877-881-1053. As a Tech alumni, we have to cut bait. It's not worth it, man, says the 806. What do you think about that idea, Wolchuk, that you could find allies in partnering with other college football conferences, institutions, networks? You could find these things more difficult if you play Soresby. Is it maybe making you think at all we should think twice about this?
No, I think it's all a bluff. I think it's all heat of the moment, and I think it'll all blow over. I really do. I think it's, hey, you get the first 72 hours or so, whatever it is. All these ADs want to puff out their chest and try and save face, like, oh, this is so bad for college football, when in reality, they look themselves in the mirror, their university would be doing the exact same thing Texas Tech is doing if they had the opportunity. The only difference would be if they had a better quarterback position, right? If they had another option that was better or just as good as Soresby. Otherwise, they're all standing by Soresby. Why? Because he gives them the best chance to win. And at the end of the day, that is what these universities and these ADs and these school presidents really care about. They don't care about the sanctity of college football because there's been so many other issues that they have turned a blind eye to. And now all of a sudden they want to say, this is the one we're going to draw a line in the sand. And I get it. I'm stunned. I thought it was pretty clear cut and dry. You don't bet on your own team. And maybe this does go ahead and save some other things from now they are.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Able to institute some actual guidelines and laws. But in reality, I think that it's all a bunch of BS. And the only thing that might hurt Tech in this is if indeed the College Football Playoff Committee, if they were to drop a game or two and they're on that fringe of getting into the playoff, does then the committee come back and say, yeah, hey, we're going to hold you out of this thing? I think that's the only real danger that Texas Tech has by
costing
standing
you
by
the benefit
speak.
Of the doubt, yeah, a little,
yes,
bit.
Don't have a late season loss or don't lose the Big 12 championship game, that kind of thing. And especially if you've been playing well all year, then don't put it in their hands to make a decision. Those are all athletic directors and people like that.
Yeah, where was everybody, the Sandusky case and Joe Paterno at Penn State? Were they all saying, oh, we're boycotting Penn State, we're not putting them on our schedule, the Big Ten wants to kick Penn State out. Georgia has arrests after arrests.
But they didn't
arrest.
Keep Sandusky. They
no.
didn't say, we want to keep Sandusky
he was
on
gone.
The team.
No, yeah. but still. But
no, they kept him for a long enough time, and a lot of people knew what he was doing.
Right, and
yeah,
they
but
swept it's not it under the rug.
But it goes back to the integrity of the game, and that means more to them than any other crime that you
yeah.
can commit.
Yeah, yeah, I would think so. But also, Paterno got run out of town. You know, might have killed Paterno over that
Sandusky. Yeah, 2-4. You can say some teams would totally cut bait. Tell me those teams, because I don't believe you. I don't believe they would. I don't think they would cut bait and get their money back. If they have a better quarterback option, maybe. If Sorsby had decided to go to LSU with Lane Kiffin right now, you think Lane Kiffin wouldn't be standing by Sorsby because he gives them the best chance to win? Yes, he would. LSU would be doing the same damn thing Tech is. I don't think any of these schools would be doing anything different. They can pretend and tell you they would. They wouldn't, unless maybe there is a religious, you know, it's a Baylor. TCU's AD even came out and said, like, eh, we're going to play Tech. We don't care. Tech's been good for the Big 12.
That's different than playing the guy on your team. You know, you're playing against them.
But I still think they all would. I think the NCAA and all college athletics is just built on hypocrisy.
So I want to say I believe Wolchuk is in denial because he's in a Tech family right now. But I would I'm not sure what's going to happen. I just think there's a chance he doesn't play. You know,
I get wanting to take the opposite approach. But you also said you agreed with me 2 hours ago when I said the same thing.
That what?
That you agreed with everything I said about the NCAA being hypocrisy.
It is.
And they'd, and they'd all do
but
the same thing.
There's multiple facets in this discussion, and I think one of them is you're pissing off people in college football so much, and these aren't like young people that are hip to the idea of gambling and sports. These are old people that remember Pete Rose and grew up for decades where this was not allowed. And like the 903 says, he didn't gamble against his team. What they said about the Pete Rose thing when it came to that years ago was when you don't bet for your team, that's essentially a bet against them. And it signals to the bookies and stuff, hey, Sorsby's not betting on his team, and that is effectively impacting the fairness of said wagering. Kirby Hokut announcing a lengthy statement this afternoon. The situation is hard, it is new, and there is no perfect answer. You have this from Ari Temkin that I find very interesting. Well, Chuck, and I'd love your thoughts on this. Brennan Sorsby has lost 11 straight November games as a starting quarterback in college. His last win was November 4th, 2023 against Wisconsin. So you're a gambler. You have lost in September and October because that's what happens with gamblers. The more you play, the more likely it is you're going to lose. You have a couple of games to get back to even. A couple of games remaining until your account is due and you're going to have no game day advantage for the next 9 months. You are a 15-5 quarterback going into Novembers, and now you can't win in a November? Doesn't that seem a little suspicious?
It does, and I think that he's going to be questioned for that anytime, and to the Texas point, anytime he throws an interception. I don't agree with the court ruling. Let me make that clear. I didn't think he was going to get this necessarily to happen and go his way. He did. The fact that he's now eligible, why is it on Tech to then be like, oh, we're going to be all high and mighty and we're going to try and do the right thing here?
I don't think they have to, but
right.
But I think it might be a cost-benefit analysis here.
I just don't believe the bluff.
Are we going to go win the championship? Is it worth it to have Sorsby?
It might not be.
And
he might not end up being very good. That's the gamble they're going to take here. And evidently, they think that this is the big difference for them. This is the difference between showing up and playing Oregon in a college football playoff game and getting shut out versus we actually have a legit chance to win. They believe that he is the over-the-top quarterback. And to them, the risk is worth the reward. And if that's the case and they end up being proven right, then hell yeah. If it's not, then they're going to have to own all that.
We got three down and one to go. A football fix coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Oh, yes. We've got a new signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. And who is the player that Tyler Smith is most excited that he's teammates with now? That's next in the Nation.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.